distant exile so as to regain vigor and get closer to himself, unquote. What Gauguin, a supreme egoist, was really interested in, as Mallarmé seems to have sensed, was not so much the making of paintings as the creation of a fully coherent creative personality. He marked an important step in a process that has now almost completed itself, the transformation of the visual artist from simple craftsman into magical being. He, long before Joseph Beuys, implied, if he did not explicitly claim, that the artist was essentially a shaman. One of the striking things about Gauguin's art is its eclecticism. Far more than either Cézanne or Van Gogh, he made use of multiple cultural sources. As one might expect, he looked at and imitated supposedly primitive carvings, not only the art he found in the South Seas, but also, before that, the peasant religious sculptures that he found in Brittany. His taste ranged wider than this. For example, he borrowed from photographs of the Buddhist stone carvings at Borobudur in Java, which he never saw at first hand. He was equally eclectic in his borrowings from religion and philosophy. While he frequently railed against the Christian religion and enjoyed taunting what he thought of as its unworthy representatives in Tahiti and the Marquesas, he also made